Hello, WeWe podcast listeners. This is Editor John, and I just wanted to take a quick second before the episode begins to let you know that if you want to support the WeWe podcast, you can go to anchor.fm/we-we. That's OUI-WE. On the Anchor site, you'll see a support button where you can choose to do a monthly donation. Only do this if you have the extra money to do so, but I know Josie and Chris would greatly appreciate any support that they could get. And again, that's anchor.fm/we-we. Thank you and enjoy the pod.
So we're going to start with an out. Controversial. Astrology out. And I can hear everyone just gasping right now in the audience, but
right.
It's not astrology itself being out. It's
the behavior,
the yassification of astrology that I've seen.
Yeah.
It's people, you know, putting their big three in their bio and not ever learning anything deeper.
Right.
And acting like they know. I don't know. Like, it's better because I feel like before everyone would only know your sun sign. And so I guess we've evolved to knowing our big three, which is good. But as someone who has, I guess, learned quite a bit about astrology over the past, since I was a youth.
Yeah.
It's just like
irritating.
Well, it's not, I mean, like, I don't really give a fuck what people
right,
do.
I get,
like,
go
off, do what you want to do. But I don't know. I think it needs to be out. I'm sick of seeing it, I guess.
Yeah, agree.
And I think everyone is really over it, pretty much. And also, like, so if you're not willing to pay for a reading from, like, a legitimate astrologer or, like, buy a book, like, you can only learn so much on Twitter. I will say that. And you can only learn so much from, like, what's on the internet. There's not that much great information on the internet. I hate to say it. If you're not willing to pay for a reading with someone who's been an astrologer for more than the past year, or you're not willing to buy an astrology book, let's get over it. And the next in for me, human design. That's my new paradigm, ladies and gentlemen. Human design, we've talked about it briefly on the pod, I think, didn't we?
Yeah, you've talked about human design.
Yeah, I'm very into it. It's like a new system that I've learned about. It came to me through TikTok. And I've been into it for the past, like, since the summer, I think.
Yeah.
It's, like, a lot more in-depth and individualized. Or, like, I don't know. Like, it just, it's more, instead of astrology is, like, your life cycle and your personality and everything. Like, human design is literally a design of your body.
Right.
And it's more in the body and, like, it shows your energy and everything. And I don't know.
And that's where you'll get, like, I'm a generator, I'm a manifester, whatever. Yeah. That's what that is.
And it helps. Yeah, exactly. And it helps you immediately, like, you could immediately change the way you behave with human design.
Right.
Whereas, like, astrology is just like, okay, cool. I'm emotional. Love it. Like,
right.
I'm a Pisces. Yay.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's like learning how your energy field works. And human design is in. And I do think it's going to blow up. That's another trend prediction. Trend report, human design.
Yep.
Also, that band. Remember when I talked about that band? They are going on tour.
Yeah.
Nationwide.
Ahead of the
curve. They're blowing up, I'm telling you guys.
Okay. My in. Let me see what one I want to pick. Let's do healthy living is in, which we know, you guys know us. We've really been, you know, on that upward slope. I said to Josie today, literally when we were at big box store Sam's Club, that I didn't even like pay attention to anything I was eating before. And like, as kids, we ate like total crap. Like, we were Hot Pocket pizza roll kids.
Yep.
We're lucky that we have fast metabolisms, however that may work. And anyways, started paying attention to healthy living, wellness, fitness, drinking tea, taking supplements, things that are good for you, meditation. Oh my God, meditation, yes. So yeah, That's in Healthy Lifestyle. I've talked about it before, like on my Instagram and my stories. I'm actually going to a different one. Okay. The Bachelor is out. That's a controversial one. However, I just don't care about it anymore.
And that is crazy. The Bachelor was like your life.
Right.
In the past.
Yeah. And I think growing up is not giving a fuck about The Bachelor anymore.
Yeah.
And that's great. And I do still love other reality TV, but it's just specifically The Bachelor. I'm over it.
It's lost its luster.
It has. And I might give it another shot, but I don't think so. And I think it's because, like, I am getting closer to the age of the contestants. Like, still, I'm not old enough to be on the show if I really wanted to do that. But seeing, like, someone who's, like, 2 years older than me act like a maniac on TV, mm-hmm. it's just, it's not realistic and I don't like it.
Yeah.
And so I don't like The Bachelor anymore. Sorry. Not sorry, though. It's mm-hmm. freed up a lot of my time.
Yeah. I want to do... I'm going to get down here a little bit. And
but
I'm
we have to save the men till the
I know.
End. Okay.
And this is a two-pronged in. Mm-hmm. I'm saying cats are in.
And I'm saying horses are in. I've had a horses moment. Mm-hmm. We have a large horse painting in our living area. Mm-hmm.
Our mom is a lifelong horse girl.
She is, yeah. And there is a song that I really love right now called White Horses. And it's like the imagery is amazing. And it's basically like, you know, where you grew up in the country with the horses running through the fields. Now you live in this big city and it's just like Porsches. Yeah. So it's just like the imagery of the horses. There are white horses in my mood board post on Instagram. If you looked real closely, you would see the horses.
Well, the reason I'm saying cats are in is kind of the opposite of my out, which is dogs are out, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I, you know, obviously love dogs, love Ruby, but the issue is the public obsession with dogs. So that is out, like, which goes along with calling yourself dog mom for babies. The treating the dog like the kid is out. Cats are in. Some will rejoice to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree. We saw a shirt shopping today that said, like, cat mama. Imagine someone, like, talking to you in person. And you're like, oh, do you have any kids or what do you do for fun? I'm a cat mama. Ew. Mm-hmm. Throw up on you. Projectile vomit. Don't like. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do an out. Out is colored hair. She says with colored hair. However, I'm going back to my brown. We know that. I'm not keeping that a secret. And I think we can just tell kind of in this pop culture, whatever, everyone is going back to their natural roots. Gigi Hadid, she's not a dirty blonde anymore. She's her natural brown. Hailey Bieber, she's her mousy natural brown. Mm-hmm. And I'm going back to it. And it's just so much less maintenance and like, I've spent so much money on my hair. Mm-hmm. And I've been getting my hair done.
Yeah, it's similar to nails.
Right. Similar to nails, except I didn't really have to pay for those, but it's just a lot of work. But yeah, I know what you mean. And for colored hair, yeah, I've been doing that since September 2020, August 2020. And I've spent thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And that's ridiculous. And I'm done with it. Mm-hmm. And there's something to say about, like, your natural hair and just how you are naturally, it works. Mm-hmm. It does tend to work.
Meanwhile, me, I'm, like, pissed that I have to spend more than $20 on a haircut.
Chris spending thousands.
Yeah. I've never liked paying for hair because, I don't know, I don't like paying for any service. Because I know they deserve, it's not that, I know they deserve the money, but I'm just, like, I hate relying on a service.
Right.
I want to learn to cut my own hair. I cut John's hair recently.
Yeah, that's right.
And, like, my hair's a little bit hard. His hair is very curly, so it's easy to grab a piece and cut, piece and cut, piece and cut. Yeah. And it's more forgiving, whereas mine is so, like, straight that if you cut it and it's, like, choppy, it will look like total shit. I've always, like, when I dyed my hair, I did it myself except for, like, twice. Mm-hmm. No, once. I got my hair dyed once professionally. And she hated it.
Fucked it up.
It's like every time I go and get a service like nails, that's why I've only gotten my nails done maybe 3 to 4 times. I've had one good experience. The rest of the time it's like botched. And I'm like,
the good ones, the black ones?
No. Those were awful.
Oh, what good ones?
When I was in Seoul, South Korea was the only time. You had to travel
across the world.
Yeah, to like a huge city where they're obviously good at it. But like, it's like, unless you're in a big city, it's just
not worth
so
it.
So hard to find it.
Like, right, someone there who can, is like, local talent, but
it's yeah, hard. It's harder to find. And so I've been botched with my nails. I've been botched with my hair. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, it wasn't terrible, but it's just like not...
I've been botched with both my hair and nails, too. I show up to the salon for the first time I ever, like, I don't know what's going on. I say to them on the phone, I don't know anything about hair, but I have brown hair and I want it all to be blonde. Mm-hmm. So a bleach a tone is what I'm asking for. I know that now. And what I come out with is zebra striped blonde highlights. Mm-hmm. Horrible. And so that was awful. And then I think I've talked about this before. I've gotten botched nails, fingernails. I've never had anyone put any like acrylic. Nothing has ever, nothing for me. However, my toenails, when they're in there with the buffer, I've probably had that done maybe 5 to 10 times in my life. At least 3 times they have cut my foot open and like made me bleed and like risk tetanus.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, that's what happens honestly when you're not in like a big city, unfortunately. Right. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, it's just harder to find like
the quality, the attention to detail.
Yeah.
It's just,
I don't know. It's just the reality. So colored hair and nails, getting nails done.
Both we're natural in 2022.
Should we do this one next?
Yeah.
In a wrap.
Yes.
Like a blanket or like a big scarf. A wrap.
Mm-hmm. We like both need to like get a wrap.
In like a cashmere. I've been looking for a good one, but it's just, they're all sold out in the colors that I need. But also, this was I got my color palette. So now it's like really the world changes once you get your color analysis done. Because it's like you look at everything you've ever worn. Your entire wardrobe, you're like, I don't. And then mix that in with the body type, you're like, fuck. Like,
I've been not dressing
right. Like, I don't have a single thing. Like, even this top I'm wearing now is black, and I'm not even supposed to wear black.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Like, I don't even know.
We're just far gone. I don't know. There's a lot of work to be done.
To add to that, my luxury robe, which Josie got me for Christmas, I love it. And I think. And it's like a white waffle knit robe you get in like a nice hotel. And what year? 2015, 2016 in Chicago at our hotel, we had that robe. Mm-hmm. And I felt like $1 million. I felt so rich. Mm-hmm. And I've wanted to recreate that feeling for years.
Yeah.
And now here we are. Mm-hmm. But I think just having nice pieces that make you feel luxurious is absolutely always worth it.
And so in for 2022. Luxury pieces, luxury living.
I think put the money into more luxury items rather than getting your hair dyed, spending thousands of dollars getting your hair dyed and your nails done. Just get some good pieces. Maybe save up, get yourself one nice thing.
One thing that I do think is worth it, like a service that I think is worth getting, is like facial stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I got that IPL. I will need to get that again once I kind of get my acne back, because I've been breaking out again.
Sure.
But, you know, things like IPL, if you're into, like, getting Botox and filler, that stuff I think is, like, I don't know. Because it's, like, how are you going to do that at home? The rest of it you can do at home. Some of it
you really can't do by yourself.
How are you going to inject something at home?
Yeah.
I don't know. If you're into that, I think those kind of services are luxurious and they're worth it.
Correct. If you're into it. Yeah. Is it an out? We need to do an out.
Yeah, an out.
Out is neon signs for me. It's just not good anymore, I don't think.
It was fun, like, since 2015.
Yeah.
We've had it, and let's...
It's time to leave it. Let's let it in go. The past. Yeah, neon signs, I think they can look cool. I think, like, if you're in, like, a bar or something, completely classic. But... leave them. in water jugs. I have my huge water jug, my daily water goal, 64 ounces. Yep. That's a life changer. Mm-hmm. I love my water jug.
Yeah, like actually getting the correct water intake.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And like, it's just like, you've got this, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. The quotes don't really help me through the day, but the times mm-hmm. really
keep
help
going,
me.
Keep going, bestie.
Right. Yeah.
You're almost there.
Right. Yeah. Remember your goal. You're crushing it.
What are you doing this for, girl?
Basically. And yeah, the time periods on it really help. Mm-hmm. And that's an item in my personal life. Like when I first got it, I felt so ridiculous carrying it around. Like mm-hmm. I felt like a clown. Mm-hmm. And then I was saying like, oh, look at this crazy jug. And like, I've had a lot of people say like, where'd you get that?
You know what you should do, Chris? Hmm. You should make one of those Amazon shops.
I've looked, you need to have like 300K to get your storefront. Really? I mean like a lot.
Wow.
But yeah.
Then never mind.
I know what you're talking about.
Because those are, I really cream. Like those. If you get really into someone, like a YouTuber you can buy or something, everything they have. I always like, I'm like, oh, like let me look at their Amazon shop.
Right.
And then it's very effective. I'll mm-hmm. say that. Let's do another out because we have more. I'm going to do grinding and hustling. I said grinding earlier when we were making the list. Everyone thought I was talking about the dirty dance move.
Yep.
Obviously not. I'm talking about hustle, grinding culture. That's out.
Yeah.
No one cares about working anymore, obviously. We're having the great resignation. Mm-hmm. Everyone is leaving their jobs. Everyone is realizing that work is not worth it. They can make money elsewhere.
There's more to life.
Yeah, work should not be all of life. It can be a facet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but if you are spending all of your free time grinding, inverted commas, you're, I don't know, it's like, how, I mean, I get it if you have a passion, but even still, you can't spend 100% of your time. Your life needs to, you know, have a lot of different stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck grinding. Also, I mean, the dance move has been out, I think, for a long
right.
time.
Maybe are grind. How about this?
Mm-hmm.
Grinding and the way of hustling is out. However, grinding dance move is back in.
Well, I think the issue is that it's been, I don't know if it's been out. It's just no one's been going out to the club. How do the people grind?
Maybe we start grinding again this year.
Bring back grinding 2022. Okay. Okay. So we have this one.
Okay. I think something that's in is having a really niche interest.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, okay, I think I have something on here. I don't know if it's made the list, but saying quirky, saying that you are quirky, pretending to be quirky, that's out. And quirkiness is out. I don't like it.
Yeah.
But having a really niche interest is in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like something super, super specific. And like, for example, our dad with his track beats, mm-hmm. that's awesome.
Yep.
You know, very niche interest. And he's not going around pretending to be quirky. It's his passion. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
Examples could be painting. I'm looking around the room, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Examples could be doing your podcast, taking pictures of yourself for
gardening,
fun.
Gardening.
Mm-hmm.
The Silmarillion. Those are my two very niche interests.
Right. And it doesn't have to be so obscure and random, but just like, I don't know. You're not super special. It's the thing, you know.
Yeah. Quirkiness is just like the same energy as like the RAR XD phase.
Right. Or like being a pick me. That's quirky. Mm-hmm. And I hate it. Leave it.
I'm going to say in good handwriting. Mm-hmm. Also wrapped into that is calligraphy.
Yeah.
Love that. I feel like since we've moved into our digital age, no one handwrites anything anymore. It's like I've forgotten how to write a little bit. Like, right. I don't have the good penmanship that I did have at one point in my life. Because I was always one of the girls who had the really neat handwriting.
Yeah. I would say no one ever complimented my handwriting. But I was talking to some people mm-hmm. who are only a couple years younger than me. And in school these days, they're not teaching cursive anymore.
Yeah, isn't that insane?
It's heartbreaking. And I'm so glad I learned it. And I do remember, like, in elementary school, middle school, even high school, like, in the summer, I wouldn't touch anything. Like, I mean, like, touch a mm-hmm. pen to paper. And so, like, I'd get back into it and I'd, like, it felt like my hand just didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
But now that I am a regular journaler and I write something mm-hmm. every day, at least.
Maybe we
it's
should,
keeping me on track.
Maybe we should start writing only in cursive.
I honestly sometimes writing. Do write in cursive in my journal.
Sometimes it's faster. Like, you really yeah. see how it's faster. Like, when I'm journaling, which is not super often, but I write in cursive in my journal. Because, mm-hmm. like, if you're doing one of, like, morning pages or whatever where you're just dumping everything from your mind,
mm-hmm.
writing in cursive is so much faster.
Yeah.
Once you get in the rhythm of it and kind of get back in, you know, where you can do it fast.
Right. Yeah, okay. Mine kind of blends just into, like, mm-hmm. printing with cursive. Okay. Should we just kind of power through these?
Well, we only have two left and then we have the men.
Yeah.
So out Instagram walls, like, remember they would like make a, like when, I don't know, when I was in Korea, they would just make a cafe to be like put on Instagram, you know, or yeah. like Instagram walls, like there needed to be one in the cafe if there right. was no otherwise, Instagram wall.
Yeah, you're you can't go.
And I think that has been gradually falling off. And now mm-hmm. I think it's like we should finally put it to rest, especially since like no one can go anywhere again. COVID. Right.
Yeah, agree.
So those are gone. And final normal one.
Okay, sheet pan meals. I've been so into sheet pan meals. They're I'm like in. Roasting That's vegetables in. Tonight. Hello, Jordan from Edinburgh, Scotland, UK.
It's Edinburgh.
Well, Josie knows. But yeah, I do love sheet pan meals. They're really good.
Yeah, so quick and easy for meal prep. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Okay, now we have some ins and outs that are men. Mostly Harry Potter because we did recently watch that.
I've been
that.
Rewatching.
So we're saying, all right.
Can I say
You say this? The ones you put okay. and I'll say
Let's just yeah. do the Harry Potter ones first.
Yep.
Okay.
So in.
In. Ron Weasley's in. I fucking love Ron. In is Draco.
Mm-hmm.
Hot. Snape also kind of hot. Ugly hot.
Mm-hmm. In Hot Tom Riddle from Chamber yeah. of Secrets. Obviously never went out, but it's like no one's talking about it. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so from there out. The ugly Tom Riddle from yep. the Half-Blood Prince, right? Yeah. Total uggo. And we were talking about why they didn't bring back the original actor. Sorry, I'm yeah. yelling, John.
I'm passionate about it.
But like, so the hot Tom Riddle. So apparently when they filmed it, he's 16 in the, you know, in the film, he's portraying a 16-year-old. He was 23 when he filmed it.
Mm.
And so I was reading an online article. It was like a Quora answers response. Love mm-hmm. Quora personally.
Yeah.
And so then when he would have filmed The Half-Blood Prince, he would have been like 30.
Oh.
Playing the
younger
even
version.
Younger. So it's like, okay, sure. But then this homegirl who wrote the Quora yeah. article was so funny because she went and she had the receipts. Of, like, she showed something he filmed that same year mm-hmm. and pulled a screenshot of him. And she's like, I don't know. To me, he looks like you can't even see a wrinkle and, like, all this
yeah.
stuff. And it was so true. Like, he looked young as he looked just the same
mm-hmm.
when he was 30. He's, I think, was not aging super fast. So it's like, okay, what's your excuse then, director? I don't know right. who directed. Isn't it weird we don't know who directed the Harry Potter movies? Yates? Is it Yates? But okay. it's also like not a household name the way like Peter Jackson became after Lord of the Rings.
Sure.
Anyways, but all
what
this
else
to
did
say.
When
she was explaining like, you know, Tom Riddle, the character, is supposed to be a little bit creepy, yeah, but also like charismatic and handsome. And she mm-hmm. said the new actor in the, you know, Half-Blood Prince. She was like, I'm not seeing any handsome, like, where's the handsome aspect? He's just a creep or something, like.
Yeah, it's supposed to be both creepy, but also, like, handsome. Whereas this new character is only creepy.
Yeah. I'm like, she's so right.
She
like,
is.
Bring back this dude who played Hot Tom Riddle. Because
mm-hmm.
he's such a, and it's so funny because, you know, there's the TikToks now of the Harry Potter where they're like, Ron, not Hermione, not me.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so funny because there's such poor actors in the first ones because they're like little kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny in Chamber of Secrets, Hot Tom Riddle comes in. He totally steals the show because
oh
he out acts everyone, it's like the little fight between Harry and him. And he's like, I'm the greatest, like, I'm the darkest, like, totally acting his ass off. Harry's like, Dumbledore's the greatest wizard of all time. And it's like, yeah, and like, then so what? He just is never back on screen? Like, what?
Sorry, taking I don't know. A sip from my Woke Up Hot as Hell Again mug.
So it's just like, I don't know what was going through dude's
sexy
mind.
Sexy as hell.
That's
sorry.
Why women should be directors of every film. A woman would have never brought in right. that Uggo. Oh, John's laughing at that one.
Out. Out is Harry and Hermione. Harry, I don't know. Never really vibed with Harry. He's got to be a winter.
Oh, yeah.
And then Hermione's just... Annoying, pick me. She's a pick me.
Mm-hmm. Always been annoying.
Which, I don't know. I kind of liked her in the first movie. I liked her big hair.
Yeah, but not then her they personality. Get rid of her big hair.
Yeah, then they like thin her hair out and make her wear a pink zip up and all she's goes a fucking downhill.
Virgo. In yeah. Lucius Malfoy, Draco's oh my God, dad. Yeah.
That's how I want my husband to be. I mean, looking. Yeah. Or acting.
Looking and acting like old money.
Right, yeah.
Refined, a little bit evil. Mm-hmm. But he'd do anything for you. He'd do anything for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd destroy this world that we're living in just for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so those are our Harry Potters in
these two. Can I say both of these?
Yeah, those are yours.
Okay, so John Cusack is in. I watched Serendipity. He stole my heart. Mm-hmm. I love John Cusack and Say Anything. I think I'm going to rewatch. Found that on DVD. So.
We're at 1 hour. I'm just seeing what time
we're okay. at. Yeah, John Cusack, love. I'm going to dig into more of his work. And then Pete Davidson is out. 2022, Pete Davidson is out. I've just had enough. Like, with the whole Kim thing and then... Just dating all of these, like, gorgeous women. Good for him. Nothing against his personality or anything, which I like. He was one of my men of the year. But I think all of the hype around him is undeserving and needs to end.
I feel that.
Okay, well, that is our ins and outs.
And that's our State of the Union for 2021 going into 2022.
Then it's over here. We need to talk about
this from this. So yes. New Year's goals 2022.
So my goal, my main goal, this has to go with my health journey, my hair health. So I take pretty good care of my hair. However, I've been experiencing my hair is thinning a bit and I'm losing it. I don't know how long this has been going on. However, it is not as thick as it once was. So my New Year goal is to get my hair back, you know, to its natural color and then really take care of it and, you know, try and get a little thicker and just a lot healthier. So that is one of my goals.
So I only have one goal for 2022 because I always set goals like become fitness goddess or like whatever. Get six pack and it's never been successful. So I've gone with a more low stakes goal. I have things that I want to do, but I always carry them through me throughout the year. Yeah. But so my goal is just to learn how to ice skate with no assistance.
Yeah.
So I can do like, you know, skate around and not have to hold the side or hold anyone's hand. And there's like an ice skating rink right by John's apartment and there's plenty around town.
Yeah.
So I think it will be a way to like get outside in the winter and get moving in the winter.
And you can get going right at the beginning of the year and then pick it up again at the end of the year and check
there's,
in.
There's going to be plenty of time to learn it too. So. And then in the summer and then maybe I'll make it a more I just want to be doing more like movement. So then I started playing tennis last year. I want to get back and actually go out and play tennis in the summer, like when it's warm. So tennis in the warm months and then ice skating in the cold months. The two most refined sports.
Yes. Agree.
For women. Lady sports.
Lady sports. you forgot golf, though. I actually really like golf. I'm pretty good at it.
But I mean, I guess, but I'm thinking just in terms of for my body movement too. Yeah. I feel like golf, totally. You can end up just riding around.
Agree.
But it is a refined sport.
Yeah. Okay. Should we do each of our men of the year?
Mm-hmm. Me and Chris did have to really calculate.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our criteria. It was kind of based on how much time of the year was spent.
Yeah.
In the thralls of this man.
Right. And so I did put on my Instagram. I'll go first because mm-hmm. mine isn't much of a surprise.
Yeah.
But in my Ask Chris Thursdays, I had this question. Great mm-hmm. question. And I was sitting there looking at my 1983 tattoo. And mm-hmm. we know Rob is like the man of my life. And so mm-hmm. I said, Rob, obviously. And then I gave Machine Gun Kelly the number two spot. Mm-hmm. However, I'm changing that to Machine Gun Kelly was my man of the year because he like owned my life. Like basically from the moment I laid eyes on him in August of 2020 mm-hmm. through, I don't know, probably like May of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it was deep dive. It was look at every mm-hmm. day. My entire Instagram explore page was mm-hmm. him
mm-hmm.
and like Twitter notifications mm-hmm. on. I know his family yep. history. I, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So man of the year for me, Colson Baker, Machine Gun Kelly.
Is that his real name?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of such a thing. Really?
Really? Wow.
Yep.
Colson Baker. That's his name.
That's kind of an interesting name.
Yeah. It's Coulson. Like a two last name thing.
Yeah.
Coleslaw.
John says sounds like coleslaw. You have to agree there.
That's true.
So I'm going to say, so I had to calculate because it's hard because I'm right now, I have a man of the moment and that's Andrew Garfield. It was brought back up because I watched Spider-Man
mm-hmm.
and I posted on my close friend's story that I did have. You guys are my close friends. I did have a very popular Tumblr blog in 2012, maybe 2013, called mm-hmm. andrewgarfuckme.tumblr.com. I was probably 14 at the time.
That is genius.
Yeah, some of my best work. I had a lot of followers on there because I made like edits and I wrote some imagines.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I was super into him. Because it was like I was into One Direction, you know. I was pretty, like, I had some good friends and everything on One Direction Twitter. I was having fun there. And then mm-hmm. I kind of got a new interest because those Spider-Man movies were coming out. And that's when I started that blog. So I had some yeah. experience blogging and Twittering and making a thing. I even, because I had some of the same friends between my One Direction Twitter and then they carried over to Andrew Garfield Twitter. Mm-hmm. It was something we would do back in the day on Twitter, like, tweet, like, pretend to be one of those, like, updates accounts, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then so we would pretend to be the updates accounts. And people would just do this. Like, my fans would just say, update Andrew Garfield spotted with, like, girl named Josie. And, like, so, and then people, like, really would truly, like, because we were all little kids. And they would truly yeah. be like, oh, my God, like, is that really you? Like, did that really happen? Like, wow. And, like, that would happen all the time.
I love that.
Really funny stuff. But that happened. And so that's my man of the moment because he was in, spoilers, he's in the new Spider-Man movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, he's really so charming. And I feel like there was no love at that time for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was very little and people hated those movies. And now it's suddenly it's Andrew Garfield Renaissance. And I just had to put.
He was on Stephen Colbert last night. Did you watch it?
No, I don't watch late night television. But so it's kind of a renaissance for him and good for mm-hmm. him. He's a classically trained actor. Him and Emma Stone.
Just like Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. She can bring it out of anyone.
She's, yeah.
She's awesome.
And like, but him and her, they dated for a really long time right. and they were going to like settle down or he wanted to settle down with her. She was not ready for like kids and all that. They broke up, but you can see it in both of their eyes mm-hmm. that they are meant for each other, but she's obviously
she's married and has her own
has her kid child. With this other yeah but there's like this so video years. There's this video where she wins an award. I think it's like, I don't know, maybe an Oscar or some acting award. And there's a video where she's looking at him in the audience. He's standing up cheering his heart out and they're looking at each other. She's on stage they're broken up at this point
mm-hmm.
and they're like looking at each other with like such longing in their eyes. And it's like totally right person, wrong time energy for them.
Yeah.
But anyways, so that's my obviously my man of the moment. Not really even a thing that I'm
that's
into.
That's like man of your life. That's like me talking about Rob. So
it's
much
a
passion.
Deeper connection. It's a deeper connection because It's like a Harry Styles. Like, I'm totally, he's out 2022. He's out. We should have wrote out. That.
Harry's out.
He's out AF. I'll say that. Done. He's way out. But he is still a deep connection. And I feel like I could fix him. But, you know, it's just such a deep, like, soul. Like, and especially when you like these guys when you're in your formative years, it's such a deeper connection, you know?
So it's like they're there for you and no one else was, but exactly. They don't even know it. That's wrong
like
for me.
You know? Yeah. So that's like one of my formative men. So he's back because I just saw him last night in that movie. But Man of the Year, based on time spent and energy spent and actual actions life taken. Experience, action taken, merchandise purchased, you know, that kind of thing. I have to say Kirill Kaprizov of the Minnesota Wild. Hockey player, super off brand. We'll say that. Super off brand for us. But I think he was the longest running stand that I had. Because I did buy a Kirill t-shirt and I did learn the Russian alphabet. Because I was like,
he's Russian.
I was going to, you know, for like writing a sign or like whatever. So, I mean, I don't remember it, but that was like a step.
Yeah, briefly.
That was like a more intense step that I took. But really, I don't know. It's kind of sad. But each year that I live, like
your fandom broaden. But yeah, it doesn't have the
fandom
same fire.
Heart doesn't beat as much because it's like I'm just a normal girl now. Mm-hmm. I got John. I got a real, it's interesting.
Got a real person.
Yeah, having a real person. Because I remember when I was a teen, you know, I would have such intense, like, daydreams and everything, like, fantasy life about, like, you know, a relationship. Mm-hmm. And then now it's like I have the real thing. Mm-hmm. Kind of weird.
My
how age does that.
Yeah.
I need I'm to talk about. I'm sending John a wink right now.
I want to talk about really quickly my man of the moment. Mm-hmm. I love Emily in Paris, and I have absolutely no shame or guilt with that. People think it's gross.
I need to watch it.
I love it.
Because then we could talk about it on the pod. I think that would be very on brand for us. I
love it. I've watched the first season 5 to 10 times. Mm-hmm. I love it. Second season, I've watched once through. Came out last week. My man of the moment is Alfie. He's the new love interest man. Okay. The sparks aren't really super intense or fiery between him and Emily, I would say. But he is the definition of an acquired taste. So he's drop dead stunning, you know, but he's a jackass in the beginning. Okay. But then, like, you know, it grows and then he really likes her. And I just really like Alfie. He's my man of the moment.
Okay. Excellent. You know what that made me think of? I don't know why, but when's the new season of Bridgerton coming out?
I think it was announced. I think it's...
Because they are making one.
May? I want to say May.
It keeps coming to my mind when... Because I finished... Didn't we finish a show, John? I watched You. I watched the show You. And I finished it and I was like, I want another show. And you know what show I really loved was... Bridgerton. And I'm really looking forward to the next season.
I should watch that.
You haven't watched it?
I watched like the first episode and didn't care.
You should watch it. I loved Bridgerton. And I'm just like really excited for the next season of that.
And those are 40-minute episodes, aren't they?
I think so, yeah.
I don't like that. I like 22-minute episodes.
But I'm pretty sure the Duke, he's one of the main characters, he's not going to be in it.
Yeah.
Which is like, what? Fucker.
Well, and Pete Davidson dated her. Daphne. Yeah. I think is her name.
That's funny. Very random. He's really dated like every woman alive.
I know. Respect. I mean, and I would date him too.
I mean, he must just be really funny and like fun to be around.
Right. Yeah. Well, I've done my research. But we need to talk before we let you go about... exciting WeWe announcements.
Yeah, so this, like we mentioned, is our last episode of season 2.
Oh, happy new year.
We did a similar thing last year where we just spent the year in a season. So now the year is ending and we are having a season 3. And I think one thing that I really liked when we first started the pod was like we had these like tenants. Like remember we did the French girl workout and like we had tenants of like what we stand for. So we're gonna be kind of going back to that in season three.
Yeah.
With, we'll still have normal episodes like we usually do, but mm-hmm. we're also going to like do some fun stuff with like talking about our main
pillars,
I would say. The pillars of the pod.
In kind of like a course format. Mm-hmm. So we'll just talk more in depth about things that we stand for. We're not mm-hmm. going to give them all away right now.
Yeah.
But things like... But
basically stuff we've talked about before, like crafting your own individual taste and not following trends, like becoming timeless, becoming classic, working with what you've got going on, mm-hmm. as opposed to trying to fit in to like whatever is hot in the moment, because then it will stop being hot and you will just have spent all your money on random shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so on and so forth. And yeah, we're going to do some... We have like a fun new format too. Mm-hmm. We're going to be like doing some different stuff. But yeah, so we're going to be working on that during January and then debut in February. So we hope you tune in.
Yeah.
Our core four. We'll see you there.
If you're core four, you know it. Yeah. So thank you so much for tuning in our very first live. I would mm-hmm. say went pretty well.
Yeah. Hopefully some people watch this back.
Yeah, I can save it to my profile.
Because we have had John viewing.
We've had a couple people popping in and out, but I understand it's New Year's.
It's like, we don't need it. I love that about us, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we'll talk the same with we've got thousands watching or no one watching.
Right. So. And I mean, when we usually record, it's just one-on-one. So it's just another element. It's like we're looking in the mirror a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. We wish mm-hmm. you the best 2022.
Yeah, happy new year.
Happy new year. And
au revoir.
Oh my god! What the fuck? Okay, just leave it.
Welcome to
Hui We Podcast. Yeah. I am Casey Bell Richard.
I'm Josie Bell Richard.
And we're gonna get started. Happy New Year.
New Year's Eve. This is our season finale episode mm-hmm. of season two.
Correct. And this is our first live podcast ever, our first live experience ever.
Well, it's not my first live experience.
Oh, yeah. I guess you were on the radio for a while.
Oh, I was talking like Instagram live, but.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. But you were a radio host for a little bit.
I was.
Yeah. That's for another time, though.
So we've prepared a docket.
Yes.
First, we're going to do a recap of our 2021.
Mm-hmm. So should we just start off at the top in January? Well, or are we doing an overall feeling?
I'm doing overall feeling because I don't have a good memory of anything that happened ever.
Okay.
In the year or my life.
Yes. Understood.
Overall feeling, this year was total dud for me. there was like good moments. Right. But it also just, it's like it just happened. And then it's like, okay.
Maybe like what was your worst feeling of the year we can do? My worst feeling of the year was just like I got run over both emotionally and physically at mm-hmm. the same time in September, breakup and COVID. However, only mere weeks later, I felt better than ever. So,
yeah, I guess mine is more of just a prolonged feeling of dread.
Okay.
instead of a standout moment.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have a 2021 high?
I had a great time doing my garden.
Sure.
This year, I learned a lot about being a woman of the land mm-hmm. and seeds and all that. And I'm excited for next year. So that was like a fun hobby that I really grew in.
I haven't really thought about my personal highest moment, I guess. But I would say I don't know. I really thrived in Utah for some reason. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that. It just kind of got me back in gear. And I also really like the month of April. Mm-hmm. Everything was flowing really well. So
that's good.
Both are good. Overall for the year, I think it was probably my most transformative year. Mm-hmm. And I did say that last year, but I just, you know, continued in that direction.
And I feel like all the years in your like late teens, early 20s are very transformative. Mm-hmm. Because it's like you're entering a new phase of life.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, I guess that would be my overall one.
So then the next thing on our docket is the best thing we learned this year.
Okay. So I think, well, you go first. If you well, can. If you can. If you know.
I mean, like I said, I learned a lot of practical skills like gardening. Mm-hmm. And I learned more of like yoga and like doing actual skills.
Right.
I guess I learned how to endure when you have a overarching sense of dread in your life. I learned how to persevere around the truth.
But that's good.
Yeah.
I think the best thing I learned, I guess I learned a lot about like cooking and like, mm-hmm. you know, what you eat actually really has a big effect on your body mm-hmm. and just like more like mental health and wellness things. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the best things I've learned is a lot of things in the style universe mm-hmm. and the fashion world. Yeah,
that was a transformative.
Like, yeah. Wearing
knowledge.
Wearing clothing that works for your body type or colors that mm-hmm. work for you or, you know, just that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think, do you want to hop into talking about how we've been mm-hmm. in color analysis?
Yeah.
And all of that.
Recently I purchased a color analysis mm-hmm. Because I've been getting lots of TikToks that were like, oh, if you're a soft summer, because I think we all know there's like autumn and winter and spring. Yes. And then, but you just kind of assume like, you know, maybe the redhead is in autumn and that's like right. all you think about it, but it's pretty detailed. Mm-hmm. And so I kept getting TikToks like there's soft summer, light this, soft this, bright, true this, deep this, you know, mm-hmm. so it's pretty detailed. And I was getting TikToks, the algorithm knew because the first TikTok I got was like saying you're a soft autumn if, and then, but I was kind of in between. Mm-hmm. So a right. soft autumn is like my coloring, I guess, like muted and the features don't really stand out, but yeah. you have warm tones, mm-hmm. but I didn't know if I was warm or cool toned.
Right.
So after, and this was like weeks and weeks of looking into this. The color analysis I got, I paid for from the woman who made the original TikTok.
Yeah.
And I am I'm a soft autumn, but I have...
Aren't you a light soft
I'm
autumn?
I'm a light soft autumn, yes. Mm-hmm. So it's like a little bit on the lighter side. And I was actually closer to spring.
Hmm.
Which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
But so basically what I got from this analysis is like that information. And then I got a color palette of what I should be wearing. Mm-hmm. And then I got... like some style recommendations. And then it also tells you not only the palette, but what's the darkest color you should wear and what's the lightest color you should wear for your like skin tone.
Look,
and,
yeah. Yeah. I'm going to purchase my own 1 week from today when I'm getting my hair dyed brown. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter what color your hair is to do it because mm-hmm. she asks for like everything that's whatever is natural. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's just, I'm going to do it next week. And I am looking forward to it. And I am excited to know what colors complement me the best.
Because we went shopping today. Right. And it was like a whole different experience. Yeah. Because.
And I had to, like, I had to, I was like, I shouldn't because right. I don't know yet.
It kind of like, it's a powerful feeling because it's like you get the palette out and then you're just looking like mm-hmm. your eyes only see the colors on the palette.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And my colors are like, I don't know, like I've never honestly really thought about the colors. Like I've mm-hmm. always heard like, oh, I look good in light blue because it's the same color as my eyes or like right. whatever. Mm-hmm. So like I would think that far, but I would just mostly buy colors that I liked, I guess.
Yeah.
but I would never, you know, I didn't think like, oh, what's flattering to my skin and my hair and all that situation. So
yeah,
this is very, it's a very powerful tool.
Mm-hmm. And along with that, the Kibbe body types, which I talked about a little bit yesterday in my stories, which basically, I mean, it's a very body positive thing. So like, don't be intimidated by that.
Because it doesn't have to do with your weight. It's like your bones.
Right. Your bone structure. And we both did it. And I'm a dramatic classic. Josie's a classic. And it basically tells you like what types of clothing looks most flattering on you. So like for me, more like tailored pieces, straight lines, geometric shapes, things of that sort. So I'm excited to kind of get my, once I get my color analysis, I can really start, you know, getting that all in order, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Mine's a classic. It's basically like, it's like Grace Kelly. It's giving old money. It's giving rich bitch. It's giving put together.
Yeah.
And like that really was another eye opener because I am a Libra rising. And so it makes total sense that I'm, and like, so basically the body types go from yin and yang, and like yang is like more
masculine.
It's like more angular, but angular, sharper, more like taut, I guess. And then like yin is like the feminine, I guess. Like the most yin is like Marilyn Monroe kind of body shape, like soft and full and that kind of thing. And then classic is exactly in the middle. And I'm like, how Libra rising is that?
So to Libra be rising. The
exact center. But it's basically like, yeah, like Chris said, just having a continuous line, like all the way down, like an unbroken line, and then a little emphasis in the waist. And then just like, and with that unbroken line, it means like kind of a monochrome fit.
Yeah.
Dresses are good, or just like, you know, same on top and bottom.
Yeah. And for my type, the dramatic classic, it's basically the same thing, except for like, I have a little bit wider of shoulders, you know, and that's really the only difference.
And it, like, it can also explain like your hair, like what kind of hair you're supposed to do. And like, for me, I watched this YouTube video and she was saying like, she showed a picture of someone with like a beachy look, like beachy waves, like kind of messy tousled hair. And she's like, that is not you. And I was like, because I feel like in my past, I've always tried to do that kind of messy, like grungy alternative, like hipster look. And I guess like, that's just not it. It's just not who I am. And like, you know, seriously, it's been whatever, 15 years of like figuring out your own style and trying different things and seeing what sticks, which is fun.
It is fun. But
this is kind of nice because now I'm at a point where it's like, I'm older now and I want to like invest in clothes, like spend money on high quality clothes. So it's like, okay, perfect. I know what is correct for my body type. And then I know what colors flatter me. Exactly. And I just feel like a god.
Basically. Yeah. The big thing for me, I'm really excited about my color analysis for the color aspect, because I'm not going to be wanting to walk around all the time in like blazers and tailored pieces. And you can obviously put like a modern spin on it, but I'm really excited for the color analysis. And I think I'm a summer, but I don't know, and I'll find out. So I highly recommend we all do this.
We can like link this information in the show notes of the pod
that we are recording currently.
Yeah.
All right, let's hop back in. We want to do like more terrible, of our favorites.
So I'm not gonna do. I'm not gonna use that.
Okay, that's fine. Let me move in a little closer to
this. Is like how we like record our pod too. Like we for just
John cut that out. John is here, by the way.
This is how we record the pod for our core four, and we have one viewer.
That's all right.
Respect to you out there.
All right, and I'm pretty sure, is it John? Maybe we'll see.
John, are you on it? Oh, so it is John.
Well, that's okay. We can watch later. That's
funny. Yeah.
Okay. Do we want to go into our books of the year?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to give one book because I think I read.
Chris isn't a reader.
I'm not a huge reader.
She recently learned to read.
I think I've read 4 books this year, though, which my goal last year was to do one a season. So I did keep up with that. So I found out, really huge hack, kind of just life altogether, but also in books. Books are so much more fun to read when you're interested in reading them. And so I love, I love a rom-com. And so I basically read exclusively rom-com books this year. Highly recommend. My favorite was On Honeymooners by Christina Lauren. And then I pretty much only read Christina Lauren the whole year. That book is so good. And it also set partially in Minnesota, where we're from, and then to Hawaii. And it's just a dream. And I may reread it. I also bought a Kindle on Black Friday. Haven't used it yet. However, it will be nice to have.
Yeah.
If I do decide.
Yeah.
What's your favorite book of the year?
Well, I'm reading a series, the Echotar series, a Court of Thorns and Roses series. It's a lot of book. I'll tell you that. It's a lot of book. I'm on the 4th out of 5. I'm just about done with it. Fiction. I haven't read like a fiction book. It's like a YA series, basically. I have not read something like that in a very long time.
Sure.
So yeah, it kind of got me back in that energy of reading that kind of book, which is fun. And I do it, like, it's what got me back into reading every night before bed.
Oh, that's good. That's a great habit.
Yeah. So that one is probably my favorite fiction. And then I got this book called Body Into Balance, which is all about like wellness and like herbs, like herbalism, like how you can use different herbs. And like, it's kind of a reference, but it's not only about like what different herbs are, but it kind of talks about how you can just like be like a healthy person, I guess. It gives you good tips. Also, shout out to French Women Don't Get Fat.
Great book.
Love that book. It's like controversial title, but it also just has great, like, kind of common sense, honestly, tips.
Yeah.
About, like, how you can stay in shape and, like, stay healthy and kind of with... It's by this French woman, and it's basically just, like, eating vegetables and foods that are in season and, like, taking pleasure in what you're eating. I don't know. It's just...
Is that your book of... What's your book of the year? Or what's your favorite?
Probably the Body Into Balance one. It's like a reference book, so it's not that exciting, but I feel like I use that the most.
Right. Value. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I guess speaking of books, we were talking about this earlier. We had a little siste. We went shopping and ate and then went shopping again. And here we are now. So obviously just girl talk happened and we started talking about the Click books, which I don't really recall. However, Josie was really big into and we're created our own State of the Union. So it's time to let you guys know what is in and what is out. Do we do all the ins and then all the outs, or do we?
I think we do every other.
Every other. Okay.
Let me, will you grab me a pen and we can like mark off the ones that we talked about?
Oh yeah.
This is my Jungwoo pen.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to start my N, which I was just doing moments before. You can do the ones
that correspond to each other because they correspond.
Sure. This one I was just doing right before the pod started, and that is reading the paper. I do read the local newspaper. Reading the paper is in.
And in local newspapers.
In, like, I mean, yeah. Yes, I was going to say, like, I wouldn't really like worry about like the Wall Street Journal or the New York Post so much as like your local paper. I love reading the police reports. I love reading the obituaries. And also the personal ads are hilarious. So that is in and I recommend for 2022.
Some of these have like a correspondence, but some don't. So I think we could go right to like this one.
Okay. Well, you go ahead.
Well, it's yours.
Oh, it's mine. I can't even tell what it says. Okay.
Variety All right. Socks.
Variety Socks.
Are out.
Are out. Yeah, this is an out. Variety Socks. Hate. I was looking.
Like a variety pack.
A variety pack of socks. I will explain. Anything with a pattern, I'm not looking at for an undergarment. That's ridiculous. So I was looking for socks recently at TJ Maxx. I am a Maximista, whatever, you get it. And I was looking for socks and I just wanted white socks. That's it. Found some, thought they were perfect. I look at them and there's a line separating, like, you know, your foot and your toes. The line, and it's like a variety pack of socks. They're all the same except for they each have a different color line. And I absolutely hate that. And I didn't buy them because I want to be able to have all the same socks. If I'm doing a load of laundry, I don't have to look for its match. Mm-hmm. Like they're all the same would be nice.
Yeah.
So variety socks are out.
Yep. Next in, natural nails.
Natural nails. Look at us. That's our Parisian coming out.
Parisian. And it's, we learned that like all nail polishes have like toxic chemicals.
Don't get me started on triphenylphosphate. It's such a travesty because I didn't know. And I had my nails like constantly painted since I was a first grader.
Because we have like nice hands.
Right. Yeah.
We talk about it, but it's one of our greatest gifts. Mm-hmm. And we are big nail painters. It's constant.
Yeah. It was like for me, literally 13 years straight of nail polish. Maybe like a week off here and there. But like, so I have absolutely been exposed to this hormone disruptor toxin, whatever you want to call it. We have talked about this before, but natural nails are in for 2022. In.
And then so out corresponding. Everyone's obsession with getting their nails done like every week or every 2 weeks. That's out.
Yeah.
It's too expensive. It's very unhealthy for the nail.
Yeah.
And like Chris was saying earlier, it does not match every fit the way this does. Yeah.
We were talking earlier, it's kind of an inconvenience when, say you do something really funky on your nails. Then you're trying to wear something with a pattern. You look ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then when they start to chip and they grow out and then it's painful and your nails are so gross.
And I've also had, I haven't gotten my nails done that much because I don't really need to because of our aforementioned great hands. John, I see that you've commented asking why I'm yawning. I'm chronically sleepy.
It's been a long day. You need to take a sip of your champagne.
I know. I yawn in every pod. It's just part of who I am.
I want to circle back. I know we're not done with the nail obsession thing yet, but something that is in along with natural nails is cuticle cream. I shared the cuticle cream that I purchased off of Amazon. It's all natural. It's made with like rose extract. It's incredible. I've been using it on my nails and my toenails and I've like never seen anything better. Never before seen. Highly recommend. Nail obsession out. It's not good for you.
Yeah.
And it's not worth it.
Next out. This one's coming from Chris.
Chips. Chips are out. Like snacking chips. Potato chips. You can.
This one's fine for me because I'm not a huge chip eater.
Right, that's the thing. And I'm not really either, but I do love chips and salsa, and that's where the issue comes in. Because like so I was a really picky eater as a child. I, you know, who isn't? But then anyways, last year I discovered chips and salsa and how amazing it is. Josie with the yawn again. And then
chronically sleepy.
And then, yeah, I went really crazy with the chips and salsa. And then I found out that sunflower oil, which is in a lot of chips, is highly inflammatory. And I'm not willing to do that anymore. So just chips are out for me for 2022. No chips.
I'm going to do one of my ins, and that's herbal tea.
I am with you.
Yeah, we've both been on the herbal tea game. So like I mentioned that book, Body into Balance, all about different herbs and like how you can use, but two big ones, nettle and raspberry leaf, great for women. It gives you like, you can get nutrients. Like I treat my daily cup of like herbal tea as like taking a multivitamin because you get your magnesium, iron, silica, like all these like random, you know, vitamins and minerals from and because you're not just taking a pill, you are getting like the different plant minerals that are in these plants Nettle is just great for like that kind of nutrition, and it has a lot of like different uses. And then raspberry leaf is great for women for your uterus. Mm-hmm. So super into herbal tea. And then correspondingly and out this year, this one's controversial, but coffee is out. Coffee is out. Coffee, I never was a huge coffee drinker through my whole life, but then this past year and a little bit of last year, mm-hmm. I got really addicted to coffee, as like everyone in the world is. And it's like, should we reflect as a society that we all need this like thing to function? I didn't like the feeling of like needing it to like exist.
Right. Yeah. I had a small coffee phase. I see John, you have commented. I'm so sorry for the hot take. However, mm-hmm. coffee, I think, kind of sent my body over the edge and sent mm-hmm. me into a health crisis. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about my crises once again here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, coffee is out. Tastes amazing, mm-hmm. but not great good. Taste, I think,
and lots of fun to be had at like Starbucks.
Right.
You know, fun drink options. I'm not saying I'll never drink a coffee, but maybe we say coffee addiction.
Coffee is out. And I will also just say caffeine is out. And I know that's not possible for a lot of people, mm-hmm. but I can't do it. I can't do caffeine or my body will die. So yeah, here's to keeping Chris wise. Around 2022.
That's wise. You never like got the initial like addiction, because I still have like a matcha or a black tea every day. Someone requested to be in our live video. Unfortunately, no thank you. but I do still have a matcha or a black tea each morning.
Unfortunately,
so.
No thank you. Yeah, I have tea every morning too. Mm-hmm. I have an herbal blend.
But it's because I still need the caffeine. But I also notice like health effects when I have coffee. Like I get more acne and I have trouble sleeping.
Yeah.
So I.
Do we remember the first time I ever had coffee? I had an entire Yeti. It's like, what, 16 ounces probably?
That's her first time ever
having
coffee.
My first time ever having coffee. I drank the whole thing on my way to class last year. Mm-hmm. And I felt like amazing, you know, because I was like on drugs, basically. I literally went for a run and lifted weights and like mm-hmm. no headaches. Like I get the hype, but it's not sustainable.
It's just, yeah, it's exactly when you use it every day. That's where the issues come.
Yeah.
Come through.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let's do another one.
Okay,
do you want to do that one? Or do you have one?
Let me see. Yeah, let's do flossing. So I was not ever a big flosser. Flossing is in. I have just noticed ever since I started flossing, like, you know, in my routine specifically, because I never mm-hmm. was, I didn't think it was a big deal. Mm-hmm. But then I started flossing, you know, regularly every single day. My smile looks so much brighter and healthier and cleaner.
Mm-hmm. I should floss.
And I really actually enjoy it. And I went, and I also was in preparation for my hot dentist, mm-hmm. who unfortunately I did not get to see. However, my hygienist told me that my teeth looked really clean. Keep up the good work.
That's so rare.
It is rare praise. And I actually like feel wrong if I don't floss. Mm-hmm. I feel like a scab or something. Yeah. So, yeah. Flossing is in. Let me do an out. Out. This is a good one. Pom-pom beanies are out. So, like, this hat I'm wearing here, see how there's no pom-pom? That's great.
I was never into them myself.
It's kind of, for me, it's an every other year thing. Every other year, I will like a pom-pom on the top of my beanie. This year, I don't. And, like, okay, this outfit that I'm wearing right now, okay, to our listeners, I will describe. I have a gray beanie on, no pom-pom. I have a turtleneck with a t-shirt layered over top, a silver chain necklace on. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's kind of like a, kind of a cool looking outfit, I would say. Like, it's not like too like chuggy little feminine thing. If I had the pom-pom on top, throws it all off.
Mm-hmm. No, I've never been a huge fan of pom-poms. I would maybe have it like if I'm hanging around at home.
Right.
But I would never have chosen a pom-pom beanie.
As a fashion choice.
Yeah, I would never like choose to buy one. Going along with that, another out, which we've discussed in length on the podcast before, but wide rim hats are out and they remain out. They've been out. They've never been in.
Leave them back in 2019 where they came from. Yeah.
And I mention it because when we were shopping today, December 31st, 2021, the place we went was still selling them. And I saw someone purchase one. And I saw the cashier say to her, "I love that hat."
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It was fucked up. So hats, wide rim hats are out and remain out. And there is an episode, I think it's called like Say No to the Hats, where I've expanded much further on this. Mm-hmm. So feel free to check that out.
Yeah, we hate the hats. Sorry. The hats do not belong here. Mm-hmm. The only hats we like are black hats. Haha. Mm-hmm. Inside classic. Joke about a black hat that was left. You guys wouldn't get it. You guys wouldn't get it. But baseball caps, we love them. Other caps can be okay.
Had to be there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's do an in. Pilates and yoga.
Pilates and yoga are in.
They've been in and they remain in.
I love Pilates. I've been doing Pilates every day, unless I had COVID or something, since November 2020, baby. It's been over a year.
Yeah, I've been doing yoga over a year. I don't do it as regularly, but I do it at least once a week to twice a week.
I like yoga too. And
it's like that kind of like low impact exercise is in, which corresponds to an out, which is like gym rat behavior. Hard, intense workouts are out.
Agree. And that just adds stress onto your body, and any stress onto your body really throws you off. So
it's putting your body into like a stress fight or flight response. Because you're imitating like running from a bear or something. And your body is like, oh my God, I have to go.
We talked about, I think, more of just a personal conversation about how like French women, which we still say that we are, however our ancestry says otherwise, like constant movement throughout the day is like, you know, the European, the French woman way.
Yeah, they're just walking in their daily life, which isn't possible for many, including myself. Like there's just, you can't walk to work, you can't walk to school or whatever.
Yeah, because it's too far.
But it's just about moving more throughout your day in the places that you can.
Rather than like the gym champagne rat bubbles. It's like you're sitting all day and then for like an hour.
I got the hiccups now for my champagne.
Things are crazy over here.
Things are heating up.
Gym rat behavior. Is out because it's just like sitting all day a lot for an hour and then done.
And it's like you're like the in my book French Women Don't Get Fat, iconic. She says like and because she is like a French woman, grew up in France, lived in France, but then she also lives in New York, and so she's like commenting on the culture difference, and so she's saying like Americans will like sit all day and then go and like work their ass off in the gym so they can. Justify their sedentary lifestyle, which I thought was true. Obviously, some movement is better than absolutely none. But I don't know. Gym rat behavior can stay in 2021.
Yeah. Another thing. Or we got to do an out. You got to do an out. Or we can both.
No. Yeah, we can do that one.
We just did gym rat. We need to do an in. Okay. In for me, I'm going to do silver. I'm going to get this one out of the way. I'm wearing silver jewelry right now, if you may have noticed. I realized this morning that I have cool undertones, and it's very slight. We're both pretty neutral gals, and I will be finding out for sure in my color analysis. However, I believe that I do, like, my skin has cool undertones.
Let me look at your veins.
The veins really doesn't matter, but they're blue.
They are blue. Like mine are like purple.
Yeah. I don't really know what that means.
I have a Pisces in my veins. That's like crazy. The coolest thing about me. I have a Pisces sign in my veins.
Love it.
For our John who's viewing, that's for you. Our one viewer.
Yes, the silver. But I'm getting more excited about.
I want to say that I don't believe that people who have pink undertones are cool toned. It was something I struggled with for a long time, and I don't agree with it.
Well, I looked at pictures of us side by side, and we both look pretty neutral, but looking at our skin tones, you're a little more like warm tone. I'm a little more cool tone. Like, it's almost like my skin looks kind of, I mean, I'm not like ashy, but you know, like more of that finish.
Hmm.
If you know what I'm trying to say, like a little more cooler, and yours is like a little more like, I guess, yellow, golden, ever so slightly.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I noticed. Mm-hmm. So silver's in for me, at least for today.
Because I think the problem that I've run into is that they say, okay, everyone with pink undertones is cool toned. And it's like, so that would just mean like every like fair white person is cool toned.
Right.
Like, because like if you have pink cheeks, that's like a normal human experience. Like it's hard to decipher based on having pink undertones, inverted commas.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you say air quotes in.
Oh, is that what that is?
By I listen to this Australian podcaster and she always says that.
Mm.
I love it. Picked it up. But like, I don't know. So I don't go by that because as we've learned, I am neutral to warm toned, but I have pink undertones because I'm a fair person.
Right.
So it's like, it's not a blanket situation.
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone treats it like it is.
Yeah.
And this is something I struggled with for years, Chris, I'm telling you.
Out Sherpa. Sherpa clothing is out. So I'm thinking like a teddy jacket or I don't know, something like that. Josie's hated that for a long time now. Yep, and we have talked about it. We have
talked about that.
Hi, baby doll. Hey, thank you so much for the comment. I truly appreciate it. This is Charles.
I've been on the anti-Sherpa train for a long time. Mm-hmm. We have discussed on the pod. It's just it's like the hats. It's a trend and it.
Yeah.
What's it giving?
And cozy? It's so annoying with Sherpa. I will say I love Sherpa for like a blanket. Mm-hmm. That's what it's meant to be.
I have a blanket behind us. That orange is a Sherpa blanket.
Right. As it I should like be. That. However, Sherpa clothing, like you can't really wash it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, it just loses all of its integrity and it doesn't look chic.
No.
And
it's like if you're looking for a warm, chic fabric material, cashmere, lamb's wool. Let's elevate, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. I'm going to do this one and this one.